Oh no. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most three hit combo podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
So many podcasts in like 5 seconds.
I know. Podcast.
I just keep saying podcast.
Tam is not with us today. He's presumably out sucking dicks. I don't know what he's doing. He just said he couldn't make it.
Well, that's the only other logical choice. You're either not here or you're out sucking dick, making money for Big Papa M over here.
That's right.
You gonna disappoint Big Papa M? Got your role this week? That's why Tam's not here. Didn't get his role this week.
Yeah, I keep a roll of quarters in my pockets for when he says he doesn't have my money. I grab one in each hand and punch him with it.
It's a good stabilizer. You just hold it and just...
Yeah, it's great. Absolutely great.
Be a good weapon for Daredevil.
If you don't want to kill anyone, I'm just going to hit him with rolls of quarters.
Beats up the homeless, gives them quarters afterwards. Clean yourself up.
Go to a laundromat.
Oh, man, a homeless person would have to be pretty much naked then. Unless they have multiple clothes, which they usually don't. They usually wear all their clothes.
They're traveling closet.
I've seen a lot of homeless people around here lately, actually.
Really?
Yeah, around like Oakview Mall.
There's always homeless people around Oakview.
Yeah, there's like a lot.
Not really.
A lot. Yeah. Because I see him like...
Oakview's going to turn into the new Crossroads very soon.
Because I see him every now and then. Like, I'll see one couple months or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's like every day.
Man.
Yeah. And then there were some over here in the little Baker's Plaza on Dodge.
Oh, really?
156. Hmm. Yeah.
It was awesome. That's random.
Yeah. It's a weird
place.
It's
like that episode of South Park. The homeless are coming.
Yeah.
Change.
Oh, no, now I don't have enough change for the bus. Anyone got change?
Oh, God.
That's the best part about having Hulu Plus is they have all the South Park.
Yeah, that's true. So does South Park Studios.
I thought that shut down. Mm-mm. Oh, it's still there?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's still there.
Then never
mind. It's powered by Hulu, but you also don't need a Hulu subscription.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Which is nice.
So how's your week been?
Pretty good.
Good.
Haven't really done a whole lot.
Any games? Playing good week. Games?
I was trying to platinum Game Dev Tycoon.
Oh. Okay. All right. By the way, you got me into thinking about that, so I downloaded it again.
Okay. I will, if I remember, I will post the picture to our Facebook page.
Okay.
But I was going for the last achievement called like Unobtainium or whatever, where you have to sell 100 million copies of one game.
Damn.
So I was selling an MMO.
All right.
And
wait, does 100 million still count if you make expansions to it?
I believe so.
All right.
Because it still the counter still went up.
Okay. All right.
So so I had an MMO, but the thing is, as you have more players, the maintenance cost goes up.
Yeah.
And so I was getting to a point where I was like losing money fucking fast.
Oh, really?
Like I was at like 500 million and I was spending, I don't know, a couple mil a month in expenses, 3 mil for my R&D lab, three mil for my hardware lab, and then like 17 mil a month on maintenance.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, at the same time, I was making a few hundred K off my engine. I was making a few hundred K.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Off my console, the meme machine. And I was making just a couple hundred K off my MMO. So I was not making a lot of money.
Oh, God. No.
So I started noting I was at like 80 million copies sold. And so I'm like, I'm quickly trying to make a AAA game so I can get some money. And I called the game like, oh my God, MMOs are expensive. So like, I'm trying to make this fucking game. It's getting closer and closer and closer to 100 mil.
Oh.
And then finally, I go bankrupt.
No!
Oh, no, but it gets better.
Okay.
So I reload the autosave, and immediately I cut my R&D lab and my hardware lab. I'm like, fuck that. I go bankrupt again, but a little bit closer. So this time, I say, all right, fuck it. I'm not going to finish this game on time. So I reloaded the autosave again, cut those two things again, then fired all my employees.
Oh, shit.
I made it to 99.9 million units sold, and I went bankrupt.
Oh.
99.9 million units sold.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing I can do. What I think I might be able to do, though, is like when you can go like 2 mil in the red or something like that.
Yeah.
Of course, I fucking went way by that because I was like losing, what, like 20 mil a month or something like that, even more.
God.
But then the bank offers to like give you a loan.
Yeah.
But some it's different. Sometimes they'll give you like 20 mil and sometimes they'll give you like 60 mil.
Oh.
Yeah. And the time I made it to 99.9, they gave me like 50-something mil. So I might try again and see if they can give me
That'd
more.
That'd be a good idea.
Because then after that, they, when you go red again, yeah. they'll give you a line of credit for a little bit less, like some 15 to 25 mil or something like that. So I kind of want to try again and see if I can get those to like the max. Yeah.
Nice.
But it seems kind of random.
All right.
But I just need to make it to 100 mil and I can go fucking bankrupt. I don't give a shit. It's my last achievement. What the fuck do I care?
Yeah. That's awesome. Dude, that game is so fun.
It is
fun. What'd you name your company?
Enron.
That's awesome. I named mine Backdoor Inc. And every game I've made has the word sluts in it, like S-L-U-T-Z.
Nice.
So I just made a ninja game called Shadow Sluts.
Nice.
And I think my MMO, when I get to it, it's going to be World of Sluts.
World of Sluts. That's awesome. MMOs are expensive.
Yes. They're so fun to make, though.
They are fun to make, and it's fun to make an expansion, too.
I bought Rust because I've been watching a lot of it on Twitch.
Oh, yeah?
And it is fun, but it's not like Minecraft where you get your own world and you can explore. Mm-hmm. It's all server-based.
Server-based.
So I don't know how, like, my progress is saved. I think I have to do a sleeping bag, and then I can go back to that server, and it should work, but...
I see.
Huh. It's really weird. It's really weird. But it's fun. The crafting system is nice and easy for a pleb like me.
Speaking of Minecraft, and I'll tie these two quickly. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing a lot, and then I got sidetracked by Minecraft. So right. Now I'm back to Final Fantasy IX. And
nice. What are you playing it on?
Emulator.
Nice.
Even though I have it for fucking PS1.
Why don't you just play it on the one? The way it's meant to be played,
I can't take screenshots on PlayStation
that's
1.
True. That's very true.
So, that's literally the only reason I played it on emulator.
All right.
Because I always, like, it's funny. When I was a kid, I always named characters after my friends because it's just what I fucking do. Like,
I think kids do that. I'm pretty sure I had
on an adventure. And then, like, as I got older, I stopped doing that because who fucking cares? Well, I started doing that again because some of the screenshots are fucking hilarious.
Are they? That's awesome.
Like, I named Vivi after one of my gay friends, and Zidane's like, come on, Vivi, don't tell me you don't like girls. I'm like, oh, that's golden. Like,
perfect.
Yeah, so that's why I do it now, so I can take screenshots and be like,
This game didn't even know then. I'm good at got you now.
That's why it's hilarious. So I can't do that on PS1.
Very true. All right.
That's but I've made it to the Desert Palace. Kuja's base. I went to, I don't know if it's pronounced Aelvert. I think it's pronounced Aelvert.
Yeah.
E-O-I-E-L.
Yeah, something
but
like that.
But I think it's Aelvert. Where, like, you have that anti-magic field. You have to go get the fucking stone, and you defeat the airship boss.
I've been in the mood for an RPG lately, and I'm really thinking about seeing what GameStop has for the remake of Final Fantasy X. Because I didn't play 10 enough. I should have played 10 more than I did.
I was actually recently, as of like 6 months ago or something, playing a lot of 10 on my PS2.
Dude, it's a wonderful, I have it on the No, I borrowed it.
I was playing a lot of it on my PS2, and I'm near the end of the game. I'm like, the next thing I have to do is like, go fight Sin, but I'm trying to get all the other stuff done. And I got so fucking frustrated with Chocobo Racing.
Oh, yeah.
That I fucking quit playing.
Yeah. I also hated Blitzball.
Blitzball,
Blitzball could suck a dick.
Blitzball, I feel like, is okay, but I only play it like a couple times during the game. Unfortunately, I'm trying to get everyone's ultimate weapon,
and to
get Wakas, you have to fucking play Blitzball.
That's why I hate it, because I wanted to get Wakas, and nope.
Well, and to get fucking Zidane's ultimate weapon, you got to get a 0.0 time in Chocobo Racing.
Yeah.
So not only do you have to be perfect and not hit by anything, but you have to get the right amount of balloons to knock your score down. So fucking stupid. I was able to get, I think, Yuna's ultimate weapon. Hers is easy to get.
Nice.
I forget how I got it, but it was not hard.
And I really didn't... I kind of want to... I was thinking they have the PS3 remakes of the Kingdom Hearts out now.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, they were so... Two 100%ed. And I want to get that platinum on the 3 to be like, I did it. I did it.
I want to, in Final Fantasy X, if I go back to it, get everyone's ultimate weapons and then go to the fucking Omega Ruins because they're super fucking hard. Go there so I can... level up and like cross sphere train people before I go fight Sin. What I really need is, because I know there's some enemies there that are only severely damaged by holy attacks, and holy takes a holy shitload of MP. But Lulu and Yuna, I both have holy on them. Yeah. Their ultimate weapons have a half MP skill.
Oh no.
Is it half MP or one MP?
One of them has a one MP. I don't know which one, but I know one of them has a 1 MP.
I think at least the ultimate weapons have half, but I might have 1 MP on Yuna. So at that point, it's like a breeze. Like, I can just keep using holy. I don't have to. At least in Final Fantasy X, though, if you go to a save point, it heals your HP and MP. So that it's not like that in Final Fantasy IX. You have to actually use a tent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just got a bunch of money anyway because I was grinding for like 3 days.
That is the one thing that I always got burnt out was when it came to the grinding phase on Final Fantasy. So I was like, oh, god damn it. That's why I like 13 was, there wasn't a lot of grinding.
Yeah.
But fuck the rest of that game.
I've been grinding especially because I want to get like as close to 100% completion as I can. So you have to get all those skills. Because I actually wasn't leveling up. The nice thing about Final Fantasy IX is AP stays about the same throughout the game. Like, you get 1, 2, or 3, depending on who you fight. But XP goes up. So you could fight 2 really weak monsters and get 2 AP.
Yeah.
As you would, like, two really strong monsters.
The AP was the really nice part of that game.
Yeah, so the fact that they split experience and AP means you can grind and learn all your cool abilities without actually leveling up to the point where you defeat everything in one hit.
Yeah.
So I actually get to use my cool abilities. So that's nice. It just sucks grinding on fucking weak enemies forever.
Yeah.
And fucking Elvert has that anti-magic field, so I couldn't take VV. I couldn't take Eco or Garnet.
I liked Garnet, man.
Yeah, I took Quena, even though she can't use her blue magic because she's still strong. And I wanted to leave one heavy hitter with the other team because you actually have to, like, the party splits up and you use each group of four in a different, in different things. And I wanted to keep one physical attacker with the other group, so I kept Steiner with him.
I like Steiner, dude.
I have actually really never used Steiner that much.
He's a really good character.
He is a good character. I am appreciating Steiner much more this playthrough. I've beaten the game with like pretty much every combination except with Steiner in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Steiner was always in my main party.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep him in my party this time. My party was usually... I know the first time I beat it, it was Zidane, Garnet, Vivi, and Amarant.
Amarant.
But... last time I beat it, it was Zidane, Eco, Vivi, and Quena.
I forgot about how to get Lulu's ultimate weapon in 10. You have to dodge the lightning 200 consecutive times.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
So I think it's when it flashes you have to hit the button? Yeah.
It's so
fuck.
God damn it. Making me want to play this game less.
I know.
So, yeah, I kept Steiner with the other party because I feel like I might need some physical attacks. It sucks having two white...
Lulu's is one MP cost.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
And Yuna is 1 MP.
They're both 1 MP. Yep. So I have Yunas. Right. I have Yunas, the 1 MP on Yunas. But like I said, I haven't played like probably 6 to 8 months. So I should probably get back to that. I'll do that after I finish Final Fantasy IX.
Nice. I'm really, actually, I'm going to go on fucking... How much is Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts on the PS3?
But it kind of sucks having two white mages in your party because you're going to have Ego and Garnet. I was
one with Garnet.
I was tempted to take one of them to Aelvert to fight the Ark thing, but like, that boss is kind of hard, so...
Yeah.
I didn't want to have someone in my party that was not going to do anything, just so I could make the other party easier, so... Steiner's a big hitter, though, and Vivi has Black Magic. I think I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And plus, both Eco and Garnet know all the summons they can know up to this point, because I did my grind in.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go by GameStop. I drive by there going to the parents today.
Drive-by. And, you can do a drive-by GameStop. Yeah.
And see what they got for Kingdom Hearts or the Final Fantasy X.
Nice. One of the skills I learned when grinding is auto life. So basically,
oh god, yeah.
Basically, I'm playing the game on easy now. If I want to use auto life,
yeah,
you just die. And
oh, hey, burp.
But I haven't used it yet because it takes a lot of, you know, you only have so many skills you can use at one time.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Isn't it like 9?
It's like 15.
Damn, I forgot they go up that high.
Auto haste is 9, I think.
Dude, auto haste is.
And I have auto haste on. Yeah, I have auto haste on everybody.
I made sure to get that on everyone. I also did float or auto float.
Auto float.
That is fucking
auto float's easy to get too. It's only 20 AP.
And
so if you're fighting 2 and then with ability up, you're getting 4 AP a battle.
Yeah.
It's only 5 battles.
Oh damn, dude, I forgot the skill. The AP system in that game was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely worth it because not only, like, if you're trying to learn a skill, first of all, you want to fight something that gives you 2 AP. 3 is kind of hard to find, so I just go to 2.
Bosses are...
And I found a good area right outside of Lindbohm. In the open field, not in the bushes, but in the open field, you always fight 2 really weak monsters.
There's a place where you can fight a dragon that gives you, like, 6 AP.
That is, I believe... if you're in Gizmaluk's Grotto and you take the ladder up, when the Moogles say, be careful, it's dangerous out there. Yeah.
I think
that's it. Yeah.
That's where I used to grind all the time.
And I know that's a good area to go to if you have, like, Dragon Killer on Freya and you have, like, your max Frog Drop on Quena. Yeah. But so I went there and I fought the 2 monsters at the same time. So you get 2 AP. And then, of course, everybody has ability up.
Yeah.
So that's 4 AP. It basically doubles whatever you get. So I'm getting 4 AP for everyone, which is great because things like auto life, it was like 140 AP for like Steiner to learn auto life.
Damn.
Yeah. And auto reflect was also like another 90 or something like that.
Auto reflect is so worth the time, though. Holy shit.
What's nice, though, is I had, I was trying to teach counter to Amaranth, and he had 2 things he could equip that had counter on it, so that doubles it again.
Oh, nice.
So I was getting 8 AP for every 8 AP for counter every battle, which is nice because it took like 180 or something AP to learn counter, so it was just a few battles, not nearly as long as it could be. I mean, if I didn't have ability up and I only had 1 thing equipped to him and I was only fighting 1 monster at a time, it would have taken 180 battles.
Buh.
Yeah.
Buh.
Instead, can't do the math in my head, so let's just... fuck it. Instead, it took me 23 battles.
Nice.
So, that's good. That's nice. Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Final Fantasy is just... Dude, the 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those were like golden age.
Yeah, except 8.
Dude, I liked 8 for the setting. Yeah. Holy shit, I love that setting.
Yeah, okay, well, setting. That's fine.
Squall was such a bitch-ass
character. Dude, everyone is such a bitch character, and Zidane is not, which I really like about
that.
He turns into a bitch later for a short amount of time.
But, like, I've realized every main character in a Final Fantasy game is, like, if it's a dude, Lightning was actually pretty cool in 13. Mm-hmm. But all the dudes were like, deep problems.
No, Zidane is, he's much better. He's always like, he's tough. He's strong-willed. He's like, come on, guys, we'll do this. Let's go kick ass and do shit. When you go to Gaia, I believe it is, that's when he turns into a bitch. But for a short amount of time. Which is nice.
Nice.
He turns into a bitch when he finds out he's just like a fucking clone or whatever. Which is really funny in the story because the whole time he's telling Vivi like, oh, you're not a puppet, man. You're real. You're a real boy. And then he finds out he's kind of the same thing. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, Vivi was just angry.
He was angry.
Yeah.
Very angry.
Yeah, like every main character is just like, me.
The best character, probably, in terms of, like, dialogue is Quena, easily. Because Quena just, like, there's multiple times in the game where Quena just fucking disappears.
Yeah. There's,
like, when, God, what's that place? Oh, the, God, what is that fucking place? The where the Burmesean refugees go, that tree. It's not the
foggy place and the place where you can, is that the tree that you use, like, Phoenix down on and you can kill the boss or something?
No, that's like, what is that, the Aoife tree? That's the tree that powers the mist. This is a tree that, God damn it, I gotta find out where. I wonder if Burmesean refugee will help. Not Burmese. God damn it. Anyway, so that place, it's where you fight the ant lion. You probably don't remember the ant lion.
No.
And it's where, like, you know Burmesea, that place where it's all rain? It's yes. It's where those people go as refugees. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it is. It's like on the tip of my... It's not Ibsen's Castle. It's not Elver. It's not Daggerio. Clyra. It's Clyra. Yeah. So... That's where they go, and the fuck was I saying about that? Oh, yeah, so that gets fucking destroyed. Completely, like, blown up. And Quena doesn't make it out of there. But somehow waltz back into the party a little while later, and everyone's like, I thought you were dead! Psych! And then there's another time where Quena's in Trino, looking down at the water and seeing his reflection. He's like, oh my god, and jumps in. And just disappears for a while. And then, like, you go back to Q's Marsh, and he's there catching frogs, and you're like, you want to come back along with us?
Bro. There's always a character that does that, too.
It's so funny.
Well, Ares was just taken from you.
Yeah, she was just taken from you. It's funny. I'm at that part now where, like, Garnet sometimes can't execute her actions because she can't, quote, concentrate. It's after Alexandria gets attacked and Queen Bronn dies and shit like that. Yeah, so right there. Yeah, that's a bitchy main character.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Enough with this gaming news. You want to go into gaming news?
Yeah.
All right.
All the gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
This is kind of depressing, but I don't know, whatever. You do you. Zelda-themed wedding held inside a GameStop. She's dressed up as Zelda. He's dressed up as Link. There's like eight people there. And they got married inside a GameStop.
That's so cringy.
It is. Like,
I like. I gotta see these.
Like, I like video games as much as the next person. I could not have a video game wedding. I don't like him that much.
The guy who's Link kind of looks like a young, shorter, squatter Patton Oswalt.
He does. What's funny is his smile looks pretty genuine, like he's into it, and her smile's like,
Maybe he's got some money.
Maybe. GameStop. Of all the places, like... If you're into video games that much, fine. But if you're into video games that much, wouldn't GameStop be like the last place you want to?
Yeah,
I'd the like, black hole of games is where you want to have your wedding.
No bueno.
No bueno.
The other day I beat actually the original Doom. I was in the mood. I was like, you know what? I want to play some fucking Doom.
Oh yeah.
So I played all like 5 episodes of Doom. So good.
Nice.
Yeah. That was the other game I played. Now I'm gonna take on Doom 2 later on.
So Bungie has released a few heat maps for their new PvP thing for.
Oh, nice! I love heat maps.
They can it shows where a lot of people have died. Pretty cool, but what's funny
of
is
of course the fucking like hallway,
the corridors. Yep. Yeah. what I find really funny in this article though is they type out Bungie and it says Benji.
So did you happen to see my tweet last night?
No.
Oh really? Go on our Twitter.
Okay. It might. Your tweet might be relevant to what I have coming up.
Oh, it probably is.
Hey, someone said I love your show. It's nice.
Yeah, I actually tweeted it last night a couple times.
You tweeted at the...
No, it was just a tweet I put up.
Oh, it was just a tweet you put up?
Yeah.
This is great radio right now.
I know.
I don't see anything recent.
Oh, really?
I see a bunch of retweets. Oh, was it on the actual, like, our Twitter?
Yeah, it was our Twitter. Oh, sorry.
I was looking at your
Twitter. Oh, yeah. I don't tweet things online.
Yeah, well, that's what... Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to it.
So, ODST Remastered is now out on Xbox One.
Oh, they've been doing that instead of fixing it.
For those that are not eligible for a free Halo 3 ODST Remaster code, the game is now available for purchase on Xbox One for $4.99. Since this is an add-on, you will need to own Halo the Master Chief Collection to play the game. Now, they announced Halo 3 ODST a long time ago. As basically it was an apology for the game not working. Unfortunately, the game still does not work, but we still get ODST.
Oh my God. Like, they worked on that rather than fixing. What if they fucking cannot fix it? What if that's they're just gonna like give up?
I'm thinking that 343 is probably big enough that they probably had the team split. And one was trying to fix the Master Chief Collection, and the other was working on ODST.
But who's working on 5?
I don't know. Good fucking question, Andy. It's a good question. I'm getting to the point where I honestly don't think they can fix the Master Chief Collection.
Dude.
If they would have by now. Yeah. It's been a long time.
What is it? It came out November?
November. Yeah.
So December, January, February, March,
it's
April.
It's been like, what?
6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Battlefield at least fixed its network problem within like a couple months, I think.
So let's move on.
I hate things.
Did you hear about the Silent Hills rumor?
Not until you posted on Facebook about it.
Well, there was a rumor that Silent Hills actually was revived and was going to be an Xbox exclusive. But that's not true.
Yeah, I figured.
Phil Spencer even specifically came out and said it's not true.
Hey, you guys got to stop that.
Silent Hills, though, has to get picked up fucking somewhere. I don't even like Silent Hill that much. Like, I'm not a fan, but like...
so good.
Yeah, like, it's disappointing to see a game that everyone was so hyped for just
Del Toro, fall like, apart. Seemed so depressed about it. Because I didn't realize this is his second game that's been,
really?
Dropped.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
He's like, I don't want to do games anymore. And I was like, that makes total fucking sense.
It makes sense. Put all this work into them and they just get canceled. Especially this one got canceled by just petty fucking shit.
Yep.
Just like, really? You fucking had Daryl in it.
It would have been good.
Oh, all right, Andy. Let's go ahead and move into technology news. I got something good for you.
All right.
Siri, search technology news. It's time for technology news on 3 Hit Combo.
Go yourself.
All right. An electric dildo from 1894. Now, this is what I love about, yeah, the figure is not very good. I can't tell what that is. Is that of a JJ?
Dude, that's like a fleshlight. It looks like an old school fleshlight.
I believe that's supposed to be a cross section of the vagina. And then that figure B is the actual thing. I don't know. It looks like a fucking ear. It looks like an ear canal to me. Yeah. Anyway, what I find hilarious about this is the device in... Now remember, this is 1894. It was a medical device to cure all female complaints. Oh, God.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, she's got a headache.
Give her the machine.
When placed in the womb of a patient, it will be subject to chemical action of the mucus fluid to develop a mild electric action and thereby stimulate the generative organs and promote the cure of various diseases particular to female sex.
Complaining, headaches, asking for money.
Okay, so here's how it works.
All right. Science.
It's basically a battery made of metals that will react to the acidic environment. So when a woman inserts it into her cervix, she gets a bit of an electric buzz.
Oh, no, that's got to start killing stuff down there eventually. Okay, what's the top comment?
What's the top comment?
If it's fact, then it doesn't matter.
It's something I don't want to read.
All right. I guess this is an imager, so it might not be the best thing.
No, it's on Gizmodo.
But I mean, like, imager's top comments are usually pretty good.
Imager's top comments are usually fucking repeats of other top comments.
Yeah.
Which I guess they can't get that bad because they're the same thing over and over. Yeah. But anyway, no, it's some, like, men versus women shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get in the stupid shit like that. Just some angry guy.
I have some tech news.
Do you?
Yeah, so have you heard about that iMessage glitch going around?
Yeah, I was going to try and send that to you.
Don't worry, I already did it to myself. I was at work, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fuck with this manager when he comes in. I'm going to send him this thing because I know he knows absolutely jack shit about technology.
So how'd you do it to you? Okay, Andy's opening up his iPhone.
Just the messages just keep crashing.
iMessage keeps crashing.
Yep. And I've even tried all the fixes that Apple has said, nothing. So now I just have to wait for the new updates.
That sucks.
I know. So I can reply with Siri. I can reply on my lock screen. Thank God I have everything synced up to this so I can actually, like, read my texts.
Yeah.
But if a message is longer than, like, two lines, I have to have Siri read it to me.
Oh, my God.
So I'm not, like, it's not completely pointless, but yeah, I'm like, the moment I sent it, the messages just crashed, and then I'm like, well, that was instant karma.
That's so funny.
I know.
Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah.
He's a 31-year-old San Francisco man. He was handed down by the U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Forrest in a Manhattan courtroom. Ulbricht was facing a minimum sentence of 20 years in prison.
Damn.
Man.
Well, I mean, he was part of, like, five assassinations.
Yeah. I guess that's better when you put it that way. Because I know it's a lot of drug trafficking, but life.
Yeah.
Like, but when you bring up those.
Yeah. That was the big thing, was the drugs were like the underlying, but the big thing was the assassinations.
Ulbricht was a kingpin who hired people over the internet to kill those trying to extort them for cash.
Yeah. Yeah, see. Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. Ulbricht's mother, Lynn Ulbricht, was shocked to see her son receive a life sentence.
Really?
She's shocked.
I've realized all moms are like super in the shadows. Like the mom that killed the police officer here. He was a good boy. He would never kill anyone. Really?
Well guess fucking what?
Yeah.
An injured sea turtle gets a 3D printed jaw of titanium.
What a boss.
Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You can see it right there, a little titanium.
Damn, he's like, he needs to get some radiation. He's gonna be a Ninja Turtle.
I know. I know there's a like a toucan or something that has the top part of its beak broken off, and they're gonna 3D print like an extra beak for him.
3D printing is the future, man.
It is the fucking future. 3D printing's amazing.
Did you see the 3D printer that pulls things out of liquid? It doesn't. Yeah. Okay. It was like the red ball or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was. I don't even fucking understand that.
3D printing's so fucking amazing.
I can't wait till it gets like consumer cheap. Oh my god, I'm gonna be on that train so hard.
Oh fuck yeah! I 3D printed a girlfriend the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, I already broke her.
I didn't make the joints flexible enough.
Oh fuck! I didn't know how to do this.
Mistakes were made.
14 ingenious hacks for problems you didn't know you had.
All right. Go on.
The first one is unlocking your old iPhone. You can learn this through a video by GeoHot.
What? Unlocking your... Oh, okay, jailbreak.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought, like unlock, like the passcode unlock. I'm like, what?
That's funny. There's a hacker named Mitch Altman who actually made a universal remote to turn off TVs in public places.
Oh, okay, that's getting good.
Yeah, that's number two here. Let's see, what's number three? Near endless supply of used luggage, driving it. Luggage that wheels itself around. That's interesting. Right. Triggered an alarm whenever his wallet was removed from his pocket.
That's cool.
Craft. That's good.
Yeah, that's nifty. Whenever I'm around areas that I feel worried about my wallet, I put it in my pocket and like
I put it in my front pocket. And then I put it in my. Yeah, I put my hand in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm like, not happening.
Yeah. Some kids from Cornell actually made a table tennis automatic, like, counter.
Hell yeah.
That counted the table tennis score for them.
That's cool.
Comedy hack. Cool, here's last, not known. Comedy hack day. Oh, I guess this is just comedy hack day.
Oh.
Make a funny hack.
Oh, all right, hey. That's always good.
Streaming in 8-bit?
Hell yeah. Did you see Netflix was able to stream in 8-bit?
No.
Yeah, they streamed House of Cards in 8-bit. It was awesome.
This guy found out how to play Doom on his printer.
Oh, yes! Hold on.
You gotta look at this. That's fucking Doom right there on his printer screen.
That's the printer my parents have!
Well, then, Andy, you got something to do today.
I know, and I'm going over there later on.
I know, it's amazing.
Oh, that's great.
3D printed Game Boy.
What?
3D printing is the future, man. It's 3D printed Game Boy.
Oh, that's so cool.
Bug zapping lightsaber.
Nice. I've seen the bug zapping tennis rackets. Those are cool. Fucked many.
Oh my god. This guy makes a plush monkey. He put a Arduino microcontroller, a metal skeleton, and a series of motors inside a plush monkey, and with a Kinect it mimics the user's movements. You got a monkey hanging there.
No.
Making a calculator in Minecraft.
That's always cool. Did you see the super complicated door in Minecraft?
No.
I'll load it up for you while you're reading.
Cathode ray tube instruments.
Nice. I've heard of those.
LED matrix displays. Pretty cool shit.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Andy.
Matt.
You're making a bulletproof jockstrap.
All right.
How do you test the bulletproof jockstrap?
Well, I'm going to assume that this person was wearing it when they got shot, but I would just hang it, you know, and like shoot at it.
Yeah, this person was wearing the jockstrap and he got shot in the dick. Andy, it works. It was very effective.
Oh, no.
No, no.
I want to know, like, what kind of bruising he got. Because even a bulletproof vest, if you get shot, you get bruised, though. It's still, like, a...
It's meant to save your life, not not protect your dick wholly.
But the thing is, with the testicles, you don't need to pierce them to damage them forever, you know?
Yeah, just, like, you just shock.
You just need... Yeah, all it really needs is shock. So I guess it must have protected well enough that it didn't destroy him. So,
yeah,
good for him.
God.
All right, Andy, you want to get into news?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Scott.
No one. Most complicated door. All right, good thing it's only like 24 seconds. All right, so that door is doing. Wow, that's fucking.
I know it's like.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I made a piston once.
Dude, the people that can figure out how everything works just—that's
amazing.
Like. Bananas.
An animal control officer confused a stuffed tiger for a real one.
She should probably be let go.
Why assume it's a chick?
Didn't you say she?
I said an animal control officer confused the stuffed tiger for real tiger.
Oh, my yeah, anyways. Assume it's a chick? I did not. I swore I heard you say she confused
why
the tiger.
Why you assume it was a chick, Andy?
I don't know. Anyways, he should get. Is it a chick or a guy?
What does it matter, Andy?
It doesn't matter. I want to know if I'm right.
It's a dude.
Oh, okay, well then he should be fired because fuck.
Anyway, so an animal control worker in Michigan was convinced he was looking for a young tiger lying in a driveway, so he approached with care, grabbed a pole and a shield, and called police. Turns out it was a stuffed animal. Supervisor Joe Daniels responded to the call when he spotted the animal and grabbed his safety gear. Neighbors also thought the life-size furry toy was real.
What?
But when co-worker Rachel Jensen approached from another direction, she realized there was nothing ferocious about the toy feline. Oh, so it looks like the chick figured it out, Andy. Whoa.
Dude, does anyone like look at the tiger long enough to be like, oh, that's not moving?
Okay. Not going to lie, it's a pretty realistic toy, but I don't think I would believe it's real.
Oh, that actually is pretty real looking.
Yeah, it's a pretty real looking toy, but again, I'm in Michigan. So I'm not going to assume that this tiger I see is real.
I would just watch it like a couple, like a minute, be like, all right, if it doesn't move in a minute, then it's not fucking real. Or make a loud sound.
That's true. Yeah, make a loud sound. Just in case it is real.
Oh, shit! Close the door. Hey, we got a fifth guest today. The saw.
Yeah, the saw. Yeah, there's a lot of construction going around, by the way. So if you hear some stuff. Here's some things, man. A woman, Cheryl Harrison. It's a woman this time, Andy.
All right. Suck my ass.
Excuse me.
Suck my ass.
This woman, Cheryl Harrison, bit into a freshly grilled burger a few weeks ago. Oh, no. But there was something extra besides meat, bun, and condiments.
Oh, no.
The 52-year-old woman from Wallington, Connecticut, needed emergency surgery after swallowing a metal bristle from a grill brush.
Oh, no.
She said, quote, and I love this quote out of context. So think about it out of context.
Right.
Obviously, if it was in my mouth and I bit it, I wouldn't have swallowed it.
Skink.
It must have been positioned in that burger just perfect, and I ingested it and swallowed. See, this is what's fucked up, because this thing's tiny, this metal bristle.
Yeah.
And you fucking, I mean, you clean a grill with a fucking metal brush, man. It's scary.
Yes, I don't know.
Wow, it goes down into your small intestine. It's at a 90-degree angle, and that bristle can't negotiate the turn, and that's how it made a hole in her intestine.
No. That's okay. Yeah.
She said, look for bristles before you eat.
Yeah. God, no.
All right, and finally, a company I can get behind, a boyfriend rental company,
ah!
offers men for hire with prices starting at 25, I guess this is in England. So 25 pounds an hour. Or actually, no. This is in Japan.
Oh, okay.
But the article's from England, so that's why I said 25 pounds. It might be a plot for teenage movies, but at the past, renting a boyfriend is actually big business.
Dude, I'll do it.
And then, yeah, I would too.
Except you're going to get the ones that are like,
oh, hey, baby. Oh, sweet Jesus. One of these articles here.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, I don't know if I should, man. It's going to make people freak out. This one right here. This one right here, this article. Should I mention it to the listeners at home?
Oh, what? No, that can't be real. That can't be
fun. I'm not clicking on it.
Click it.
No.
Click it.
Oh.
We're going down this deep road of the internet. You've seen Goatsy. This is not as bad as Goatsy.
Okay, the video's loading. I'll mute it, though, so people don't just hear the video over our...
Oh, God. Keep going down.
Oh, no. Keep going. Andy. Oh.
What? Where is this at?
I don't know, Andy.
That looks fun. It's not going to load because it's not real.
This dude had a spider in his ear, guys. A spider in his ear, and it crawls out and crawls back
right
in.
The man's ear thing. That might be the YouTube link.
Oh, God. Andy, no. No, it's just the thing about spiders.
Damn, my bad. Maybe that'll work. God.
Let's go back to boyfriends for hire. Now, you cannot kiss or have sex with a boyfriend, of course. The only physical contact allowed is hand-holding or hugging.
Oh, hey, I can get down on that then.
Nah, dude, I'd totally fuck you.
I'd get all that.
Over a six-hour date, which included shopping and karaoke. I thought that said bukkake for a second. The bill for her escort was approximately $205.
That's not bad.
She got a hug at the end, too. Andy, no.
I found it.
Andy, no.
It's 15 seconds.
Oh, God, all right. Watch this. It's 15 seconds. So you can hear my live reaction. Okay, that's... His ear needs cleaned really bad for the first part. Oh, no. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right. So that'll do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Fucking, you know our name. And you can find us everywhere you need to find us.
If you don't know by now, like, where are we at? 186?
Yeah. So for Andy, this is Matt. The top of 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 the top of